I was born in Adelaide, Australia, and my family was one of those sort of medical families, and we're all expected to be a doctor or dentist or marry a doctor or dentist, and I didn't want to do that. So my last year at school, I came up with a cunning plan. At the end of the year, I failed every exam. It was kind of easy. You turn up, you do nothing, boom, F. Just like that. So my parents accepted that I wanted to go to art school. So I went off to art school, and after 2 years, I was realised that if I wanted to get anywhere, I had to paint rectangles, and I didn't want to paint rectangles. So I abandoned art school, and I thought, you know, I really need to do something meaningful. So my friend and I came to New Zealand to pick apples, and shortly after, at Shea Zilko, I met an American hippie called Dude and shacked up with him, and we joined a hippie commune down in Kaikoura. And it was terrific. We didn't need much. Didn't need clothes, really. But we grew vegetables, and it was a. We were actually sort of the health commune. We didn't do a lot of drugs, rock and roll, sex. Yeah. my daughter's here, I don't want to say too much, but anyway, we started learning. I really did start learning things, and we were a bright bunch, and we read lots of books, and we were terribly interested in creating a new world, and so there are all sorts of books on education and philosophy and, you know, organics and lots of stuff. And then we started reading some really interesting books. So one was, you know, owner-built homes. So we set about building a mud hut. And Dude and I built a little mud hut. It was just big enough for a single bed. It's all we needed. And a trunk for our scant collection of clothes. And then read a book about natural birth control, which involved a thermometer and checking your mucus. It was essential, and talking about it. And we went to a class in Kaikoura run by the Catholic women. So the next book, that was written by a dentist from Dunedin, and it was about how to look after your teeth naturally. Apparently you don't brush them, and you let the natural flora and fauna in your mouth take care of your teeth. So I stopped brushing my teeth. My father was an oral surgeon. I was rebelling, I suppose. And the next one, Dude had terrible eyesight, but, you know, there was this very encouraging book on restoring your eyes to perfect sight, and you stop wearing glasses and do sort of all sorts of exercises. So he quit, he threw away his glasses. And a year later, there'd been a wee flood, and the mud hut had collapsed. I was pregnant. On a trip back to Adelaide, I went to my brother, who was a dentist. I had 15 holes in my teeth. And Dude had cut off 2 fingers on the saw bench. It was all rather humbling. And if you want some verification, our daughter, who was the first of our natural birth control, three natural birth control children, is over there. And yeah, dude's home without his fingers. And we're still together.